historic Watt Auditorium for opening night action of the Lyon County League Tournament. The Madison girls and boys each victorious in the early games, and the Burlingame girls also advancing to semifinal Friday, so Madison awaiting the winner of this contest. And then, of course, tomorrow we've got a full slate as well for the 1-8 and 4-5 matchups. We'll start things off with Opie Waverly on the girls' side at 4 p.m., followed by the Burlingame boys taking on the Waverly Bulldogs at 5:30. Lebo versus Mernezine Valley, the 1-8 matchup at 7 p.m. And then Opie boys taking on the Hartford Jaguars to round things off on the nightcap tomorrow evening. We'll remind you guys that our coverage all week long brought to you in part by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. The Bank of Burlingame. Lebo will have possession to start the contest. 45-27, their lead. Landon Grimmett with 17 first half points to lead all scores. And he will receive the inbound from Grayson Shoemaker in the backcourt.
Lebo shooting 34 shots from the field. SEC just 14 in that first half. Again, speaks to the defense of the Wolves here so far.
Reese now with it into Austin Bailey. Pump fake, fadeaway jumper, getting it to fall off the window for Austin Bailey. 47-27, Lebo's lead. Bright left wing up top to Lynn, still on the bench, actually into the ball game with three fouls, Mitchell Walters. Gluey has it in the right corner, looking to attack the basket, finding Voorhees on the right block, off the glass and good. Nice half-court set there by the SEC tight.
See, that's what I wanted to see out of SEC, is I wanted to see them kind of drive down low, get those open looks. Lebo not being too aggressive defensively down in that post.
Shoemaker looking for the answer. He'll drive right baseline, leaving it short. Rebound back to the SEC Titans in the hands of Aiden Voorhees. Up the court we go. Bright into the post to Walters. Fadeaway jumper off the mark. Rebound to Reese, and Reese will be banged to the floor by Mitch Walters, and he'll be back to the bench with four fouls. Heslop to the bench. So Cody Heslop back into the ball game. So it'll be Heslop, Bright, Lind, Voorhees, and Gluey, the five on the floor for the Titans. And it's Kyle Reese, Landon Grimmett, Colin Whalen, Austin Bailey, and Grayson Shoemaker, the five on the floor for the Wolves.
Walters obviously and understandably frustrated there, sitting down on the bench. Had a little smack of the seat and getting a little bit of a look from Coach Trevor Smith.
Jumper from Kyle Reese at the foul line is off the mark. Foul on the rebound. Austin Bailey coming in to the SEC Titan player, and that'll be his second, team's first.
Full court pressure applied here by the Wolves.
Lynn needing to get it in. He'll go to Gluey. Gluey will be in a man-to-man defense as the pressure backs off. Nice press break from Heslop into Aiden Voorhees. Voorhees got quick 4 points here in the second half.
Great nonstop offense right there.
And Whalen leaves it short. Shot contested by Heslop. Rebound, though, to the Wolves. Shot in the corner from Reese. Put back from Shoemaker. No good. Now in the hands of Gluey. Gluey will keep it himself to the timeline. Now to Aiden Voorhees. Loses his